Blog Talk Radio.
God's love for you goes on and on. When other hearts have failed, this love forgave from Calvary's cross. Where that love was named, you must believe He wants the best for you. Though your prayers have yet to show, so let your heart be strong and your faith arise as I give you what I know. There's a God in heaven who saves, who delivers, and heals. For He gave His Son, the Lamb of God, who's the Savior, the Scripture reveals. I set aside all the doubts, set aside all the questions, and hold fast to that which is real. God's Word doesn't sway.
Welcome to the Zoe Radio Network, where we are discussing matters pertaining to the supernatural life. We're concluding today on our current study, four-part study, on Colossians 1:13, focusing particularly on the phrase in that verse, delivered from the power of darkness. The scripture reads, giving thanks unto the Father, that's verse 12, then going on, who has delivered me from the power of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of His dear Son. What is the extent of your deliverance, kingdom of darkness and Satan's authority over you? Is it an incident-by-incident deliverance, a temptation-by-temptation deliverance, or is it a once-for-all deliverance? The answer to those questions is found in this word, R-H-U-I, which is the Greek word for delivered in this verse. The answer is found in this Greek word, ruomai. I'm not a Greek scholar. Which means to rescue from, to preserve from, to deliver out from, to deliver out of. For deliverance from darkness to light, daily walk. Your daily walk. I'm not talking about the state of your recreated being. I'm talking now about your daily walk. For your actual deliverance, walking out deliverance in your daily life. When the forces of darkness assail you, you must see that your deliverance from the darkness, from the powers of darkness, the authority of darkness, has already been accomplished when you were born again. Now what you're doing is you are walking out the deliverance that you received. Now, to understand the fact that your deliverance has been accomplished, you have to see yourself as a spirit. Before being born again, sin controlled you. sin and Satan are the same. You, the spirit, were an actual citizen of the spiritual kingdom of darkness. An actual citizen of the spiritual kingdom of darkness. When you were born again, however, the Spirit of Christ filled you, the Spirit. And this made you a citizen then, spiritual kingdom of God's dear Son. Here's a statement of fact. Satan's rights to you were broken by the new birth. Satan's rights to you were broken by the new birth. As believers, many times, we're still trying to get delivered. But the fact is, you were delivered the day you received Jesus as your Savior. Now, you may not know what was totally, know what was accomplished at that moment. You may have just known that your sins were forgiven. But there was a whole lot more that took place. Because your sins were forgiven, God had the legal right to cause you to become a new creation in Christ Jesus. So his spirit caused a new man, Christ, to be birthed in you. At that moment that you repented of your sins and accept Jesus as your Savior, you, by virtue of you being born again, hallelujah. Satan's control from in you and his authority over you was broken. He cannot control the new creation. He cannot control Christ. He has no authority over Christ. He has no authority over the new creation. Because the new creation is Christ in you. Galatians 2:20, it's no longer I that lives, but it's Christ that lives in me. What authority does Satan have over Christ? What dominion can tempt him? We saw that. But he had no authority over him to make him do what he was tempting him to do. He had no control from within Christ, Jesus, when he tempted him to make him inside be overpowered by lust and wanting what he was being tempted to have. That's why you're born again, to put that overcoming Jesus on the inside of you that Satan has no place in, no authority over, no ability to control. Woo-hoo. That is powerful, people. That is a revelation from heaven. The Jesus in you, Satan has no control over. That is why it is so important that you learn this truth. John 3:6, that which gave birth to flesh is flesh. That which gives birth to spirit is spirit. The Holy Spirit hovered over you and birthed a new creation in you when you repented of your sins and received Jesus as your Savior. I'm here to tell you what you received at that moment. I feel like I've been called for my whole life to tell this story. Paul said, I've been sent to cause everyone to see the mystery that was hidden in God from the foundation of the world and now is revealed. And that mystery is that the Jew and the Gentile should become one new man. In the flesh? No. He said, in Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek, bond or free, male nor female. It's not a fleshly thing, but it's the new creation. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's the circumcision of the heart. Oh, hallelujah. And Satan has no authority over that new creation. He has no ability, none of his nature is in that new creation. Whew. I have to go on here. I'll never get done today. A fact, Satan's rights to you were broken by the new birth. And the more you see this, the more he will lose his ability to control your soul. He cannot control your spirit now because that's Christ in you. So he'll go to work and try to control your soul and divide you within. If he can get your mind, your will, and your emotions going in one direction, and your spirit is over here in Christ, and your soul's running around all over the place, he can keep you divided and defeated. Whew. Divided and defeated. But if you can get your soul to be a suitable companion for your recreated spirit, huh, and get your house in unity, the spirit, the new creation, Christ in you, the king, the soul, the servant, the body, the slave. Hallelujah. Satan will not be able then, through your soul, to divide and conquer you. Ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten your understanding to this reality that you have been delivered by the new birth. And then ask the Holy Spirit to help you live it out in your everyday walk when you are facing Satan's attempts to still control you. He's the God of this world. This 1 John 5:19 says the whole world is lying under his influence. So his intent every day is to influence you. Now, your mind doesn't know what has, unless you teach it with these new creation realities. From Paul's revelation that was given to him directly by Jesus Christ. Think about what is being said here in Colossians 1:13. You have been delivered from the power of darkness. And translated in the kingdom of God's dear Son. Let it really, let that reality really soak in to your inner man. Then think about the other side of the coin. You have been transferred into the kingdom of God's dear Son with all the privileges therein. We looked at various translations of this statement. We have looked at word definitions, rescue, dominion, darkness, domain, grip, power, the gloom of Satan's kingdom, gloom, we looked at that, sprang from the jailhouse of darkness. We've looked at that word sprang. Oh, that was a wonderful thing. We've looked at the word tyrannical rule. I've been delivered out of the tyrannical rule of darkness. We've looked at the word ransomed. I have been ransomed from captivity. I have been carried away into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. I have changed sides. I have been rescued from the grip of the power of darkness. Words and various translations. I just want to, in reviewing, read a few of these versions to you, especially the ones that pertain to our word that we're going to look at today, delivered. NIV, New International Version, says, the Father rescued me from the dominion of darkness. The word rescue, to save me from a dangerous or distressing situation. English Standard, the Father has delivered me from the domain of darkness, the territory controlled by a ruler or government, a realm, a sphere of influence. He's rescued me from the grip of the power of darkness, Barclay, grip, to take and keep a firm hold of, to grasp tightly, to clutch, to seize. Oh, we went over these yesterday. This was really good. No matter how tightly the devil tried to hang on to you, when God rescued you, there was nothing he could do to keep his grip on you. God has rescued me out of the darkness and gloom of Satan's kingdom. I like this word gloom here, the definitions of it. Tells you some of the operations of the kingdom of darkness that you've been set free from. Dimness, blackness, murkiness, shadows, despondency, depression. Dejection, melancholy, downheartedness, sadness, misery, sorrow, wretchedness. Those are all works of the kingdom of darkness. You don't have to have them in your life anymore. Tell those spirits, go away, boogeyman. Just go away. Whew, it was was the Father who delivered me out of the tyrannical rule of darkness, in whom I have been ransomed from captivity, ransomed to be loosed, a redeemed slave who has become a free man, a freed captive. Jesus' blood was the ransom money. His blood paid for your sins, and the payment of your sins achieved your ransom from captivity to Satan because of those sins. Looking at the word delivered now in the Greek, R-H-U-O-M-A-I. This is Vine's Expository Dictionary definition, to rescue from, and then to preserve from. So you're not only rescued, you're preserved. I've heard people talk about the universe and the energy that it takes to sustain every molecule, every atom in the universe. And that energy is constantly pouring in, because if it wasn't, the atoms would begin to disintegrate. But they do not know where that power is coming from that is sustaining this universe. Well, just like God uses his power to deliver you from the darkness, then this word also says he uses his power to preserve you from. So you can walk in this world, not be of it. You can walk in this world and overcome the temptations, the influences of Satan that want to control you still. To deliver, the word is largely synonymous with the word sozo. That is a big, fat word. Sozo means to save. It's the Greek word sozo. It means to save, with the idea of rescue from. And it also includes the word preservation from in the word sozo. Oh, that word sozo is a wonderful word. Saved. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Sozo, form of sozo there. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Sozoed. That word sozo means preservation, healing, soundness, protection, deliverance, provision. Hallelujah. Soundness of mind, soundness of body, preservation, protection. You do not have to be accosted by the enemy. You don't have to be tormented by him. Hallelujah. I like the statement that Dr. Lake made one time. It just really hit me up on the side of my head. John G. Lake, he said, the devil won't come within 100 feet of a truly spirit-filled Christian. Whew, that's a challenge. So what does that mean? If I don't want the devil bothering me, then I'm going to stay spirit-filled. And isn't that what we all want anyway? Just stay spirit-filled. Walk after the Spirit. Then you won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Now this word delivered, again, means to rescue from, to preserve from. It is combined with another Greek word, another little word called ek, spelled ek, which means you were delivered from or out of. You know, the illustration the Lord gave me yesterday of a chessboard being, and the picture that I found for the broadcast today, black on one side, white on the other. And that's how I saw it. The little illustration the Lord gave me yesterday, it was like a chessboard. You had the black pieces on one side. You had the white pieces on the other side. Well, we were a black piece before we were born again. We had Satan's nature in us, the kingdom of darkness. We had the nature of darkness on the inside of us, sin. We were sin. We didn't just sin. We committed sins because we were sin. Sin ruled and reigned in us. But when we repented, we saw that we were sinners, saw what we were, how dark we were, how unclean. And we called the blood of Jesus. Though our sins were scarlet, makes our sins as white as snow, makes us as white as snow. Oh, we called upon the name of the Lord. that precious blood flow down over our spirits and caused us to be translated off of the black side of the board over to the white side of the board. And in the process of being translated, you went from being a black piece to being a white piece. I thought that was just a wonderful illustration. So, in actuality, you were not just a sinner, you were a citizen of the kingdom of darkness. No wonder Satan controlled you. No wonder he could do to you what he wanted to do. We looked over here a couple programs ago at Exousia versus Dunamis. That might have been yesterday, I'm not sure now. But some of the devil has exousia, which is authority. And some of the definitions of that was he could decide whatever he wanted to do. He had the judicial authority to decide whatever he wanted to do to you, especially when you were a citizen of his kingdom. Well, by being translated out of his kingdom now, he only has authority over the subjects of his kingdom, but he doesn't have any authority over you because now you're in the kingdom of God's dear Son, and he has no authority in that kingdom. So he has no authority over you because you're a citizen of that kingdom. You didn't know that, did you? That when you got born again, you didn't know that. Let me rephrase that. You didn't know that, did you? That when you received Jesus as your Savior, you got born again. And you didn't know when you got born again that you became a citizen of the kingdom of God. And you didn't know that when you became a citizen of the kingdom of God that Satan lost all of his authority to control you anymore. Whew, I tell you what, this is wonderful. 2 Peter 2:9 says, God delivers us out of temptation. 2 Timothy 3:11, he delivers us out of persecution, from and out of persecution. 2 Corinthians 1:10, Paul is using this word also. He says that he was facing death daily, but that God had delivered him, Greek word, R-H-U-O-M-A-I, and Paul continued to trust that God would continue to do so. Hallelujah. Lightfoot, Greek study, says, the transference from darkness to light is here represented in this verse in Colossians as a transference from an arbitrary tyranny, an exousia, to a well-ordered sovereignty, a kingdom. Translated speaks of a change of situation or place. Hallelujah. You're in the well-ordered kingdom of God's dear Son. Do you still have forces arrayed against you? Absolutely. In Luke 22:53, it says even about Jesus that in the garden when they were arresting him and during his passion, where it speaks of the power of darkness in Luke 22:53. That's referring to the dark forces, sinister forces that were marshaled against him for decisive combat in the spiritual realm. Yes, you do have forces that still want to work against you. David Guzik's commentary here on he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Christians have been delivered from Satan's domain. The word has the idea of rescue by a sovereign power. The power of darkness may be seen in its effects. In other words, the results that it causes in people's lives. And for those who have been delivered from the power of darkness, these effects should be less and less evident in their lives. In other words, as we grow as Christians, the ability of Satan to influence us, to affect us, should become less and less. Then he lists some things that the power of darkness does. It lulls us to sleep spiritually. People talks about it in the parable of the four seeds, how people immediately receive the word with joy, but then they get lulled to sleep and they don't keep hanging on to it. The power of darkness is skilled at concealment. The power of darkness afflicts and depresses man. The power of darkness can fascinate us. Ooh. The power of darkness emboldens some men. Here's a wonderful statement by Charles Spurgeon, Prince of Preachers. He said, "Beloved, we still are tempted by Satan, but we are not under his power. We have to fight him. We have to fight him, but we are not his slaves. He is not our king. He has no rights over us. We do not obey him, and we will not listen to his temptations." Spurgeon, that was back in the 1800s, understood this. And Christians today are struggling to still get delivered. Oh, enforce the deliverance that you've been given. Pray for God to enlighten the eyes of your understanding to the fact that you are a spirit. And what in Paul's gospel, you're told what kind of spirit you are. A new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17. And in Galatians 2:20, that new creation is Christ in you. Hallelujah. I've got a few minutes left here. Now, I've taken the different, I read this the first day, but I want to, a portion of it, I think the second day, I want to go back to a confession that I put together here from the different definitions, the translations, our studies in these four parts. When I was born again, by the way, if you'd like a PDF of this document, I have one available. If you go over to AnnWindsorBibleschool.org, you will find a PDF. I've got the previous three broadcasts posted there with a PDF of these notes. When I was born again, I received a new father. And by this new birth, my new father transported, carried, moved, kingdom of Satan. I was rescued from a dangerous and distressing situation, being ruled over by a spiritual tyrant. Satan's jurisdiction, superiority, supremacy, mastery, and government over my life was broken. I was released from the evil powers that dominate the world. The nature of spiritual depravity, sin, and Satan, and the fruits thereof was wiped out of me, the spirit. Satan ruled me through that nature. And when that nature was wiped out, eradicated, annihilated, when I was born again, Satan lost any right in my life. The grip of the power of darkness, the clutch, the tight grasp that I had been in that influenced me physically, emotionally, mentally, in my relationships, decisions, and actions was loosed from my life. Gloom, blackness, murkiness, despondency, depression, downheartedness, sadness, misery, sorrow, and wretchedness is no longer a part of my nature, and I do not have to let these unfruitful works of darkness control me any longer. Sprang from the jailhouse, that's me. The new birth is a leap out of darkness, a rising up into freedom, a sudden, swift act, a thrust forward, a sudden release, a new being springing forth that has never existed before. Free, free, free. That's me. I have been given a place in the kingdom of God's Son, embodiment of his love. He has delivered me and drawn me, the Spirit, unto himself by the ransom of the blood of his Son. I am the Lord's free man. A new life, a new me, in a new empire. A new domain, territory, commonwealth, the realm of the Son of God's love. God created a place for me, and when I accepted Jesus, his dear Son, as my Savior, God carried me away from the kingdom of darkness, and he repotted me, relocated me. The spirit, the new creation.
What other heart?
He replanted me into the kingdom of the Son of his love. God bless you. I run over a little bit today. I'm moving right along. If you don't know this Jesus, you can. Just invite him to come into your heart today you will be delivered from the satanic powers that have manipulated you, oppressed you, and controlled you. Power to you in Jesus' name. Forgiveness. Hallelujah. Receive it.
As I give you words, I know, well, I know there's a God.